On Air Music presents Long Player.
You're on 95BFM listening to Long Player, and I've got Hannah and Mary from PGX. Mary is in her car in Dunedin. Hopefully she can hear me. Can you hear me, Mary?
I sure can. Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
Oh, yeah, good. Good. Thank you for joining us via Skype from, did I say Christchurch?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I did. You said Dunedin.
Oh, did I? Yeah. From Christchurch. It was somewhere in the rural area of Christchurch there.
Yes, rural Pooau.
And you've got, I don't know, I'm using my imagination. And Hannah's in the studio, she's up in Auckland. So yeah, bit of a three-way convo today for Long Player. And you guys have recently released your debut EP, Naive.
Yes.
So yeah. Hannah, you're both guitar and vocals, Mary and Hannah. Who else is in the band with you guys?
Sorry, I feel like I'm a little bit thrown just by the delay, and I'm like, I think like Mary and I rely a lot on eye contact. I'm like, Mary, should you take this one?
I know. Go, Hannah, go.
So our two other bandmates are Charlie is playing on bass on this EP, and then Jenny Duncan, who is in Dunedin actually working a shift at her cafe right now, so that's why we couldn't get her in on a four-way combo.
Oh no, I don't even want to think about the logistics of that. So how long have you guys been playing together? Mary, maybe you take this one. I'll
oh,
feel
yeah,
them
you
out.
Please yeah. Help. Yeah, help
oh,
us, Jack.
Okay. We have been playing this one basically. Well, sorry, we've been playing together basically since I moved in with Hannah 7 years ago, because I came from America, came to New Zealand, and landed in this house where everybody could play the guitar but me. And I was like, I have to do this. And Hannah knew how to play the guitar, but she hadn't been playing for, you know, many years. And I was like, you have to show me an A chord. You have to show me a B chord. And he's like, fine, I'll do it. And then that became our new norm, and we just hung out and played songs, and that was, it was fun.
When did PGX become a thing?
I guess, well, basically, really, there's two different things. There's like one, Mary and I committing to finishing a song, which took about 3 or 4 years. and then committing to playing live, and those were kind of tied together, I guess.
Playing live, that was a big step.
Yeah, and our goal at first in like 2015 was to play live by the end of the year, and then we blew past that and didn't make it. And then in January, instead of being like, okay, well, soon, we were like, by the end of 2016.
Yeah,
and then we played an open mic early in December 2016.
What is PGX? What does it stand for? What does it mean?
Basically, I can give a pure shout out to Brenda from the Biscuits up here in Auckland for that one. So the first song, like, we had actually, I don't know if it was our first song, but anyway, one of the first ones we pulled together was that song Peter Gutteridge. And I had been crashing with Jerry and Brenda, who are listening right now to the show. So love you guys. up here in Auckland, and Jerry's got a shipping container in his backyard. And I was sort of playing those lyrics, and Brenda was doing the drums for them. And then a year or two later, she actually asked, so this is beginning of 2017, she goes, oh, the Biscuits are coming down to Christchurch. We're going to play. Do you know any bands that could open for us? And I actually was like, oh, let me think about that for like an hour. Mm-hmm. An hour later, I was like, hey, I've got a band now. We could play.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah. And I said, oh, but
she
we don't.
Walked right into that one.
Yeah, no, yeah, I was like, actually, get some nepotism in here. And I said, well, we don't have a name yet. And she said, that's okay. I'll just put down PGX for now.
So is it Peter Guttridge Experience or something like that?
Yeah. And then we were like, PGX. And then we just kind of started changing it. Like, PGX, PGX.
We'll hear the song Peter Guttridge later on in the show, later on in this segment, because it's the closing song on your EP.
Yes.
But let's start at the top. Let's start with Mopeds. Mary, do you want to tell us a little bit about this track and how it came together?
About Mopeds, how Mopeds came together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, Hannah bounced home from Hawaii, and she had this jingle in her head, And she couldn't wait to play it for me. I think it took her, I don't know how long it took her to find it on the piano, but she's like, come and we have to listen to this. You have to, what is, do you like this? Do you like this? And she played like da 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 da, and I was like, yeah, that's awesome. And then she found it on the guitar, and it just formed from that riff. I think that was sort of my biggest memory of Moped. Taylor, but I think you had another memory. Oh
yeah, the opening bit,
and then the lyric about your sister.
That's Shortest Year.
I'm getting mixed up. Yeah, here, but that was Moped.
Let me tell the story about Mary's songwriting contribution to this, because I love it. I hope I can mouth pretend not.
It's fine.
So kind of an example of how a lot of these songs on this EP are like from the bits of ideas that we would come up with just over the course of years of being flatmates and just hanging out together. I had this like effects pedal processor thing from the 90s that I found at a pawn shop that had like a drum machine kind of thing on it. And we were hanging out in my bedroom and we were just playing around with like speeds and settings and stuff. And then so we had it on some speed and Mary just started going da 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 da. And then I was like, I think that's a riff. I was like, I can hear that. That's tones. And I found it on guitar. And then we started stomping out of guitars. Da 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 da. And then a flatmate came in who actually is a musician, because we really weren't at the time. He's like, are you guys starting a revolution in here? And Mary's, I'm like, Mary wrote that. And she's like, no, you didn't. You found a guitar. And I'm like, you, da, 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 da.
So it's like a percussive approach to playing guitar. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's hear Mopeds. This is Mopeds from PGX. That's Mopeds from PGX from their debut EP Naive. And I've got Mary and Hannah in the studio with me. Well, actually, Mary's in her car in Christchurch talking via Skype, and Hannah's in the studio. Thanks for joining us, guys.
That's all right. Thanks for having us.
Oh. Yeah, this is great.
A bit of a ponytail swinger, that one.
Yeah, that was another note. We were like catching up on the phone just before this interview, trying to think of, you know, the bits behind writing the songs. And I was remembering how when we had found that riff on guitar, da 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 da, and we found it high, and I was like, oh, well, what if we put it lower on guitar? And I like found it lower. And then Mary's just instantly went, that makes me want to swing my ponytail around less.
Don't want that.
No. I was like, oh my God, my only mission in life is to make Mary happy. So fucking put it back up there. Oh my God. It's okay.
Get the ponytail.
So the one of the signatures of your sound as well is this talk singing kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's very like slitzy kind of situation. Is that because you don't enjoy singing?
Yeah. Well, I think, and it also came from, yeah, not having, I think, like a lot of New Zealand musicians, maybe much confidence singing. But the other bit being, you know, I primarily identify as a writer mm-hmm. who has just started dabbling with the idea of even putting music behind anything in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. So this will be like skipping ahead to that Peter song. But basically, I mean, that was the first one that people really responded to. And that literally came from an essay that I had written about Peter that I was at his memorial service and all his friends were jamming and I so wished I could play with them, but I was petrified and couldn't do it. And this guy, Nikolai, who I actually met there, he's from Milan Vital, really cool. Anyway, he was like, well, they need a singer. You could go up and sing. And I still couldn't do it. But that essay that I had just written about him started to turn into a chant in my head as mm-hmm. they played. And so, and then when we did do some singing or little bits and bobs at open mics and stuff, people would kind of be like, that's nice. And then I'd do the Peter song and they're like, oh my God, stick to that.
The reason why I asked it like that was because I was reading an interview with the singer from Dry Cleaning and she does the same thing. She talks, sings and says she doesn't enjoy singing.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I think singing is interesting. It can be a nice counterpoint. Oh my God. And I love Mary's voice. I don't know, Mary, if you'd ever want to do the speaky rappy bits.
I think that I love the way your voice sounds with it. I just think it's great. And the other thing, Hannah's a huge rap fan. She loves like Kendrick Lamar and Kanye West and like the genius behind their lyrics. And so I think that has a lot of influence on your, you know, adaptability to putting lyrics with music and but in a strong, a poetic way.
Yeah, tight little boxes.
Let's talk about the next track, which is Chocolate Factory, which is actually on the BFM playlist at the moment, so people will have heard it, I'm sure.
Cool.
Not a euphemism, about a literal chocolate factory in Dunedin.
Yeah.
Which is why I got confused earlier and said Dunedin instead of Christchurch. Who worked at the chocolate factory?
That was me.
Hannah.
Yeah.
So this is...
Hannah's definitely the lyricist. Yes.
Not a great experience?
You know, it was interesting. I moved down to Dunedin to actually catch the Chills 30th anniversary show. And it was kind of like my last $100 I put into my car. And I was living in Wellington. Anyway, showed up and was like, I'll land on my feet. I always do. Which now I see is a total sense of like, that's an entitled attitude. Moving to a town of 100,000 people.
I think it's an optimistic attitude, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't be so high on yourself.
That's nice. That's a nice optimistic bent. Long story short, the only way you can actually get a job in the chocolate factory is through work and income.
Right.
And that was my second minimum wage job. And I really enjoyed it at the time, but people do get stuck there because it's a good union job. You get paid minimum wage, but it goes up by 50 cents every year. And what basically happens is after 5 or 10 years, people are like, I will never leave this place because I will never get the salary again elsewhere. I'm actually technically unskilled. And then when the factory closed, they had nowhere to go. So it was an interesting like light and shade where sometimes it would be the best job ever. Like, things like, and it was just so wasteful. But for example, something would break. So the Turkish Delight that's inside chocolate filled, that's made 24 hours in advance because it needs to set. Okay, well, if the chocolate mold broke on that day, now the Turkish Delight's just coming out of the machine and you're just watching it come and your job is just to collect it in boxes and it becomes pig feed.
Wow.
So basically for 8 hours, you have like jelly bits to play with and you build castles and like throw it at each other. And, you know, every minute you collect a box. And then you'd be like, this is the greatest job ever. And then your shift, you know, 4 hours later, they're like, okay, that's done. Now you just have to fold cardboard boxes. And you do that for like 4 hours. And 3 hours in, you've counted, you know, 30,000 cardboard boxes. And you're like, I want to kill myself. This is the worst job ever.
Let's listen to Chocolate Factory. GX with Chocolate Factory. They're from the EP Naive. I've got Hannah in the studio and Mary down the line. Great song.
Thanks.
You guys put the EP out on Melted Ice Cream Records. Can you tell me a bit about how you got hooked up with Melted Ice Cream? Mary, maybe you can take this one.
Well, Melted Ice Cream is sort of run by our friend Brian Fury, and he is also Hannah's flatmate and a super awesome guy, and we're lucky to know him. So I think just small Christchurch is the benefit for that one. We just get to know cool people.
Yeah, he's an in-demand drummer, I believe, too, in Christchurch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The next track is The Shortest Year. Is this flatmate related too? Is there a flatmate story in
this? This is a flatmate band, basically.
So, The Shortest Year. What is The Shortest Year in reference to?
The Shortest Year, the way that one started was Hannah had come up with this really pretty line about thinking about her sister working as a waitress in a Mexican restaurant where they had to wear these big red flowers in their hair and with red lipstick. And she just looked so stunning and when we would go to get tapas there. So that's how that song sort of started. But I think that song is special to us because... it was really more of a song that had like the more sing-songy bits versus just more lyrics and hard lines.
True, so, yeah.
Yeah, and it was really an early song. It was probably one of the first songs that stuck, that's been kept around. Although we don't really play it much anymore, but yeah.
Oh yeah, that's because our drummer Jenny, she joined in later, and she's like, we kind of have this loping part of the chorus, and she gets confused by that as a drummer. So she basically wrote that one out of the set list.
Yeah, this one, because it makes sense musically, but then there's parts of it that don't make sense. But,
yeah.
And we owe the parts that do make sense musically to Charlie, because Charlie really wrangled in the, you know, the mathematics behind the music and with melodies and getting things to line up properly, like the way it's supposed to happen with music, apparently.
Yeah.
It's fun having those dynamic changes in a song, though, right? It kind of creates a certain energy release. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and Charlie's mom is a music teacher, so he would say things that kind of like blew all of our minds, like, you know, we wanted something with like ooze at the end, and he's like, oh, well, you could have that. It'd be nice if you like build on the fifth, you know. We're like, what does that mean?
Let's listen to the shortest here. It's the shortest year by PGX. You're listening to Long Player. I've got Hannah in the studio, and her bandmate Mary is on the line from Christchurch because she's quite heavily pregnant and actually couldn't make it to Auckland. Congratulations, by the way, Mary.
Thank you. I'm very excited and very nervous as I guess new people who don't have kids and are about to have kids should be.
It's an exciting time. I'm glad you could join us by Skype anyway. It's really lovely to hear from you and have you join us.
Me too. This is really fun.
So The closing song on the record is, we've mentioned it a little bit, Peter Guttridge.
Yeah.
It must be like a band favorite because you kind of named after this song. And
yeah, it's hard though. I mean, because definitely. I think we now, yeah, it's totally a band favorite. I don't really tell that story much about where our name came from because we don't want to be like, I'm riding on the coattails of someone so amazing that we don't sound like at all.
He's huge to you, you know, Peter Guttridge, yeah. and he inspired both, you know, you to dive into the world of New Zealand rock music, and now you're writing your PhD about it, and
yeah,
I think it's quite a defining song, and when she first played it for me, she first performed it to me in the kitchen. And it was an awesome poem when she performed it to me, and I just was so excited by it and thought, like, we've got to do something with this. Like, how can we wrangle this into something awesome? And I just love that song. It's so fun to play and rock out to.
Yeah,
it's a great song. And Hannah, you were saying before that you wrote an essay, and it was sort of derived from that. You're from North America.
Yes.
You both are.
Yeah.
Were you a fan of Peter Guttridge before you moved to New Zealand?
No. So that's actually like the story or the essay, you know, the content of the lyrics sort of explain all of that. Like even when I was living in Auckland, so I've been here 15 years, Auckland was my first five, and I love Auckland. Aside, Auckland. But hadn't really experienced or crossed over any of that Flying Nun stuff at the time. And it was only people kept telling me I belonged to Wellington. So after a while here, I moved to Wellington to check it out. And then I was quite surprised doing freelance stuff for Groove Guide in Wellington that all the rock bands I interviewed would only talk about Dunedin. And then so when I interviewed Will Rattray for his band Full Moon Fiasco, he was the one in particular. He was recording the next Thought Creature album. He's the person the first lyric is about, like that first verse, you know. He was letting me listen to their album in a tugboat and was playing me like live chills and telling me tales about Peter. Like, you know, there's this musician down there who's no one's heard from in 30 years, and he wrote all the best songs in the 80s and got kicked out of all the bands for doing too many drugs, and he's still alive, but no one's heard from him. And I was like,
it's like a spooky, scary story.
Totally. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, well, yeah, let's go find him. And he's like, trust me, you don't want to be friends with him. And I'm like, have you ever met him? He's like, no. So the shows were going to reunite. I moved down on the day to find Peter, and I did. So
before we play Peter Guttridge, the song, and say goodbye, you've got an EP in the works.
Yes.
Yeah. So what's I guess these things always take longer than anticipated, or often take longer than anticipated, but is there a TBC on TBA on the date? Or
do you want to talk about that one, Mayor?
Yeah. I think we're going to try and get it out in winter. And our producer, Brian, he's got about half of the tracks ready. And so we've just got some final guitar bits and some more lyrics to work on, but then he'll have everything he needs, and
cool,
he'll do his magic. Yeah. So hopefully by this winter.
Yeah.
So not too far away. Awesome.
Yeah.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah. And as another plug, actually related to that, we're going to try and tie it into, so we do have a show booked up here May 15th at Wine Cellar.
Oh.
So we're...
Well, I wrongly assumed that maybe you wouldn't be hitting the road with Mary being a parent very soon.
Mary, you hear that, Mary? Are you going to come? Her baby will be like 3 weeks old.
They can totally nail it without me.
Mary's like, I'm not coming.
Yeah. I might try and be in the audience at the very least. But who knows? Who knows, May? You know.
Oh my gosh, I'm putting no pressure on you and your baby is 3 weeks old.
So PGX at the Wine Cellar in May.
Friday, May 15th with the Biscuits.
Brilliant. Okay, we'll look out for tickets and more details on that very soon.
Yeah.
Really lovely to talk to you, Mary and Hannah from PGX, about your EP Naive. Let's listen to Peter Guttridge.
I first heard his name in a tugboat in Wellington, where a rockstar whistled me bent in the wind, was recording an album. He put on some music while tuning his amps, and the sound that crawled out was magic. It was fun from hypnotic madness. It was rhythmic, dirty, and tragic. Had the knowledge that comes from sadness, yet still sounds fresh. My heart had been cut, it took off with abandon. I glowed like a bulb stained red. Asked him what it was, and he said, Peter Gutteridge. Days later, I was on tour with the band. Do you want to come, he asked, because there's room in the van. Fuck yes, I did, because they were headed to Danita, where liquid handcuffs had chained all the musicians. And the bus lived in a villa at the bottom of a valley as far from London and Berlin as you can get. We took to its back streets on acid. I'm proud of the missing legend, saying, come out, come out. Pavements black. At times I swear it still unfurls from his cigarettes. Then from his lips his nimble fingers dance across the keys and strings as he swayed in a trance. I loved you. Why did you leave us behind with our minds stuck on all those things? And now you're gone. I know you're not dead, because your memory keeps keeping company with the voices in my head. And as I roam around, I still see all the things that you said. You still live.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.